Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. Kasonde Mwenda criticizes President Hichilema's mini solar project directive. CEEC urges state institutions to comply with economic empowerment law. And Putin and Trump's envoy set for key Ukraine talks in Moscow.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters Party has condemned President Hakainde Hichilema's directive for constituencies to establish 2-megawatt mini solar power plants, stating that the government should instead invest in a few large power plants to reduce costs and avoid duplicating efforts. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Party President Kasonde Mwenda said government should prioritize areas with high solar potential, such as Siavonga, and feed generated power into the national grid to supply the rest of the country. He has added that the ongoing load shedding is a clear indication that the UPND administration has failed to resolve the energy crisis, resulting in negative effects on business operations across the country.
Sure, na mkwata crisis, oma mkupanga, utuma mini power plants, kwa tamo ya kuskuru. You know, when you make mini power plants, what actually you are doing is that you are doing duplicity of cost. Chirenda na mangabali panga pinangoma power plants, yata tunangu ya vilife, at a place where there is maximum sun capture. It's not everywhere in Zambia where you can harvest the maximum potential of sun energy. No, but you want to go and put in 156 constituency. Nakuma places that para kumbala. I was raised in Imbala. The weather is chilled. There's even not that much sunshine. If this government had even a semblance of caring for people of Zambia and they wanted to make a solar plant, they would have made just one or two.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwenda has condemned the clergy who gathered at State House to show solidarity with the constitutional amendment process, saying the divisive remarks made against clergymen without children were reckless.
But yesterday, when we saw that committee that was invited by His Excellency the President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, at State House yesterday, they said some things that were highly unpalatable, that were injurious to the unity that we have enjoyed as the Republic of Zambia. And we know it's just a matter of time. The repercussions will be sown. For instance, what said one of the bishops, he said in the presence of the president, he said that the people that should speak to the constitution are those people whose seeds, those people have given a child to this country. For it, that was very decisive. They are divisive.
The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission has called on all state-owned institutions and companies to fulfill their statutory obligation to advance broad-based economic empowerment in the country in line with the Citizens Economic Empowerment Act. CEEC Public Relations and Communications Manager Michelo Mukata has emphasized that the Act requires every state institution and company to submit an annual progress report detailing achievements aligned with sector plans or strategies. He has noted that the Act also mandates all institutions to prepare and implement employment equity plans, which must outline annual objectives and empowerment measures in accordance with Section 13. Mr. Mukata said as Zambia continues to pursue its national development agenda, adherence to these provisions is not only a legal obligation, but also a patriotic duty that ensures inclusive participation in the economy.
State-owned institutions have enormous influence and resources. Therefore, when they lead by example in economic empowerment, they set a standard for the entire country. Thus, their role in fostering inclusive economic participation cannot be overstated. And at CEEC, we're urging them to act decisively and consistently. Some have been exemplary, but others need to catch up, and this requires full commitment to ensure that we attain all the national objectives for development. Therefore, we'll still keep our doors open at CEEC, maintaining that open door policy so that we can be on the same page and on the same path to ensure that the benefit of economic empowerment is for all Zambians.
Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA Secretary General Chileshe Kapwepwe, has underscored the critical role of digital transformation in driving regional growth. Speaking at the opening of the 46th Intergovernmental Committee meeting, Ms. Kapwepwe highlighted COMESA's demographic strength and economic weight, a population of over 680 million and a combined GDP exceeding $1 trillion as a strong foundation for leading Africa's digital transformation. She has pointed to major initiatives requiring sustained focus, including the $2.5 billion COMESA World Bank Digital Acceleration Program, which aims to reach 180 people and deliver digital services to at least 100 million by 2030.
The combined GDP exceeding $1 trillion and a population of over 680 million people, COMESA's demographic and economic weight positions it in a strong player on the continent, capable of transforming regional trade and investment landscapes through the adoption of innovative digital solutions. Digital transformation stands as the greatest catalyst for accelerating progress across all sectors. With collaborative efforts, we need to ensure that ongoing projects are effectively managed to achieve the intended objectives.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary for Domestic Trade, Lillian Walia, said COMESA's efforts to modernize trade, support small-scale traders, and advance digital platforms are key to maintaining economic stability.
The key challenges are both to reflect on how digital transformation can redefine and shape the future of our economy. I'm confident that this meeting will provide timely recommendations for consideration by the national ministers. As the global economic landscape continues to experience turbulence due to the disruption caused by global economic shocks, climate pressure, and conflict situation in some member states, COMESA will then take part in providing the necessary intervention to mitigate negative impacts on member states.
South Africa's Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Blade Nzimande, has officially opened the 2025 World Conference of Science Journalists in Pretoria, marking the first time the global event is being hosted on the African continent. Addressing more than 400 journalists and science communicators, he emphasized that science journalism is essential for helping societies understand innovation, combat stereotypes and discrimination, address fake news, and support Africa's science, technology and innovation strategy 2034. Professor Nzimande described journalists as a critical bridge between science and communities, noting emerging challenges such as the ethical use of artificial intelligence. He urged the media to amplify African scientific achievements, reduce reporting disparities across the continent, and use science journalism to strengthen science diplomacy and elevate global recognition of African innovation, including contributions from countries such as Zambia.
The one danger we can make that can kill the importance of science is to pursue science as an elite project. It shouldn't be an elite project. It must be a project that's understood by ordinary people. So we ask yourselves as science journalists to make sure that you do that. Secondly, you need to respond to the challenge of fake news. Fake news is one of the most dangerous things in terms of communications and information in our society today.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Center for